Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. We own three of them, and I can tell you personally, even before they became sponsors, their customer service is second to none. Every time I've had any issues with any of my machines, going back to the way old ones, they've always taken really good care of me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com. Oh, and mention us, and they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins or Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We always tell our players that they should be working on their craft. I challenge you to work on your craft. Come over, join a community of like-minded coaches who want to make this game better. It's the reason I started Teach Hoops, is to help pay the bills for all these podcasts, but even more importantly, to give back to this great game that has given me so much, and to set up a roadmap for you to be successful, not only on the court, but off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial. So come over and kick the tires around, see if you like it. And let's head off to the podcast.
And so I take the most dangerous window away.
You take three of the windows away, right? Above the head and both ears. Yeah. Right.
And I feel like, I don't feel like in any defense you could stop everything. And so I stop what hurts us. That pass over us that's long hurts us. If you're in a trap and somebody tries to make a close pass, you know, that's not going to hurt us. And so that's why I do that.
So you're basically saying you got to pass downward, which is going to slow. I like that. I've never thought of that.
And most of the time it's a bounce pass. And
which is fine, because that gives me time to recover. I love that. Okay.
Right. Bounce passes don't hurt you. So
no. Okay.
You want them to pass around you, but never through you. And so I don't mind if they do that.
Well, and you know what I love, Coach, that you just said too, is I tell them 95% of the time, I don't want you to steal the ball. I want the guys I want to steal on the pass.
Right.
High school kids want to like reach and do all, it's like, oh my, ooh. It's like no hair, you know, kind of thing. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Right. Okay. Interceptors. And so you've got your two trappers. We just talked about them. And my last point there is what you just said, don't steal. It's never the trapper's job to steal. Their job is to trap. That's the name of their job.
Right.
Interceptor's job is to intercept. And so just like you read a quarterback's shoulders, if a quarterback's shoulders are facing down, if he's a right-handed quarterback and he's looking down the right sideline, you know, he's not going to throw it to the left sideline. You know by his shoulders where he's going to pass. And so interceptors are constantly asking themselves the question, what is the most likely pass? And then Don Meyer used to talk about the Doric press. If the ball get a lot of times, especially in high school, a big guy will inbound it because they don't want the big guy in there receiving it against the press. And if a team gets it back to their dork, I'll lay everybody else off and I'll let that dork bring the ball up the court. We'll try to deny everybody else.
I love that. So you just go man then at that point.
Yeah. And I don't even have anybody on him. I have my, whoever his defender is, just trying to look for where his most likely pass is. And if you think about it, every team probably has one. We all have a guy who it would kill us if he was the guy bringing the ball up to get suppressed every time. So
right, and that goes into your scout. Like, if this guy catches it, fold enough. I love that. Yeah.
Right. And so that may not be politically correct, so you may need to come up with another
yeah, I'm not sure dork. I'm not sure where dork would be. That's funny.
Yeah. But Don Meyer wasn't politically correct. So
no, he was not. But he was a innovator, let me tell you.
Yeah. I got to spend some time with him before he passed. I was fortunate enough to be a part of his coaching clinics and his coaching school that he used to.
I know. He always used to hand out all these colored things, and I still find them every once in a while. You know, it's like I'm cleaning stuff out and.
He's got a website with all of his handouts on it.
Oh, he does.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want me to go through these?
Sure. Yeah. Just go through these. I want to see the stunts too. So this is good. Yeah.
Okay. Base press. You know, I do my shifts out of a 2-2-1 a little bit differently. UConn, when Calhoun was there, the way that they did it is the way that I shift now and who I trap with, but it's not always the way that I do it. It just fit my personnel this year, and I've got some diagrams here where I'll show what I mean. Up is when, you know, we have one syllable words for everything that we do. I don't think your guys can handle two syllable words. So everything we do is just one command.
It's like a dog. Dogs can only hear one syllable. So that's spot. Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. So up, down. I love that.
Up is our aggressive, and we can trap anywhere. I prefer most of the time to trap after half court if I'm in a zone trap, just because I don't like him to be able to go backwards. And that gives people a lot of problems with a shot clock. But that's where I'm at now. Down is where we're closer to our basket. We're defending. It's really just to take time. I'm trying to force that ball reversal that I talked about. I use it with the freak defense. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
I am.
You know, you do so many passes where you're in a 2-3 zone, and then whatever number you give it after that third or fourth pass, you're into man-to-man. And so we do that a lot. And that takes up a lot of clock. We do that when we play against D1 teams, and it doesn't matter if they know that it's coming. It does take time. And if I can get D1's teams to be, you know, shooting in the last 8 or 9 seconds of their clock, you know, the more times I do that, the better. And that's helped us stay close against, you know, really superior opponents.
Okay.
Go is our run and jump, which I can do out of man. I can do out of a 2-2-1, whatever. And I could do it out of my 2-1-2 alignment. The number is just what I was talking about with the freak defense. After whatever number of passes, we go to man. So we go from down into man after, say, 2 to 3 passes. So here's up, just really aggressive. I bring in UConn, I bring the 3 to trap. X1 and X3 on the sideline there.
Okay.
But, you know, most of the time I like X1 and X2 to be my trappers in the 2-2-1, but this year I didn't do it that way.
Right. So then how do you stop, like, one, how do you stop one just getting the momentum and not throwing it over to two then on the sideline?
You know, if you were able to see what I start off with that Andy Lander stuff and how I teach the man-to-man defense, you know, he's just – X3 is stunting a lot. He's coming up like he's about to trap, and then he's running back down the sideline.
Okay. He's like fake trapping, yeah.
Right. And so X3, he's the one that says now. And when he says now, everybody on the court knows that he's going to trap. I don't care if the ball handler knows it. In fact, I prefer that he knows it.
Right.
So when when X1, let's say he gets up to that hash mark and he sees that X3 is about to trap him, you know, he wants to get rid of it and throw it to that two, and X5 takes that away.
Okay.
That's just our basic aggressive. Again, down is just, you know, we see we're picking up at the top of the three-point circle. We're looking for ball reversals. We're not really looking to do anything. I do this a lot when we're ahead in the second half, and I just want them to, without fouling or anything, without putting my team in a chance to, you know, keep the clock stopped. I want that clock to keep going, and so we just use this as our slowdown offense.
So it's the opposite guard in that last one is basically taking the middle away.
Right.
Like sinking in that middle and taking away the five or whoever. That's a 1-3-1 break. Yeah. Breaking right. It with a 1-3-1. Okay.
Go. That's the run and jump. And so, you know, you're in Forrest Larsen area and Eddie Andrist, two guys that have done this really, really well. And anything I've got from the run and jump, I've got from those two Wisconsin guys. Right. But, you know, X3 comes and traps when the ball handler, when he sees the back of the ball handler's head, when the ball handler can't see him coming. And then everybody is on a clock, basically. When they see, when X3 yells, go, everybody knows we're in the running trap.
So what's X1? Side. X1's trying to keep, the one's trying to keep him on the sideline.
Right. And then he jumps up ahead and stops his forward progress to get the guy to turn. And when the guy goes to turn with his left hand, X3 has shut the door there. And so if we can get that turn and he goes to turn back to the middle of the court to pass it back to X4, and he's, you know, he's going from his right hand trying to pass with his left hand, that's where crossing your arms really, really helps. I mean, what kind of pass is he going to make?
Right.
You know, from right there. If everybody rotates like they're supposed to, you see that three over here is the only one that's open. And if they're crossing their arms and they're applying ball pressure, there's no way that one is going to be able to pass to three.
Right. What I tell my players, too, is, like, if you get that trap there on that elbow extended, there's only three places that we need to take the three passing lanes away. The right. One down the sideline, the one in the middle, and the one back. The long one, okay, well, if we're getting a good enough trap, they're not going to see that.
Right.
Yeah. So and it's again, always – yeah, that's why you trap on the side.
And again, I have them going, you know, to the ball handler's right. But if you can get them going left and doing this, you know, which you can over the course of a game, you know, it's even more effective. Here's my stunts. I've got a couple different ways that I have stunted. And so this first way was really helpful for me when I was in high school. I coached a girls team for only 1 year and we won a championship doing this type of stuff.
Right.
But I got tired of them missing practice for horseback riding lessons and ballet lessons and all that. So I was not like Mike Neighbors. I could not stick with it. It drove me crazy.
Well, he's brilliant. Okay.
So I call it MOM, stands for just moving one man. And I just have my X3 change between he's on the front of the 1-2-2 press. He's in the middle of my 2-1-2 press, and he's at the back of my 2-2-1. And so the box portion of all three of those zone presses, their responsibilities basically stay the same. And when you're at a high school level, you know, coaching girls, middle school level, whatever, you know, simplicity – sometimes there's genius in simplicity.
Well, and the thing is, those all look different for the coaches.
They do.
They do.
But it you can do this with very little practice time. You just teach the box their responsibilities. And so here I have the diagram. X3 is up there on the front. You know, it's got to be your most versatile player. You know, if you're – you probably don't want somebody 5'10", but if they can be over 6 feet, you know, they can effectively run, I think, all three spots of this, you know, at the right. High school male level.
Yep.
Middle of the 2-1-2.
And who do you have? Who do you have trapped? Go back to the 2-1-2. Who traps on a 2-1-2? The one in the three?
Well, I'm going to show you that here.
Okay.
So I use a lot of my 2-2-1 to really set up my 2-1-2.
Okay.
So that's the back of the 2-2-1. And if you're if you want to do that group of stunts, I think just doing that for a lot of people can really create problems for your opponent. So like I said at the outset, I don't think doing all of these in one season is feasible for anybody at any level. I've just put together a package of things.
But you do think a high school team could do these three stunts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Easily.
Because I think this would freak. I think that would freak a lot of high school teams out. Because it's basically three. They think you're running three different presses.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And, you know, one of the things I did when I coached high school was, you know, we would, so this is an odd front. So if the score on the scoreboard was odd, we would run this. And right. If it was even, we would run a 2-2-1. And, you know, let's say if it was a 0 or a 5, if it got to one of those scores, we would run a 2-1-2. And so whatever I did that year, whatever year it was, you know, those kids would know. And so I just gave them an easy way to change without me having to call timeouts or yell it from the sidelines. So you know, that's really hard to pick up on scouting when somebody is changing their press and why.
Right.
You know, they're not going to know when they're looking on film, they're not going to know that you changed it according to what was on the scoreboard. So that was just one way I thought of. I've also held up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it also depends on the type of team you have for the listeners.
Right.
Like I've had teams that I've been able to do, you know, make misses. I've been able to do left side, right side. But you got to be like – they got to be thinking the game. It really depends on your team, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct on that. And I've laminated stuff and just held laminated signs like football coaches do on the sideline. And, you know, if you look at this right here, it's just an X. And so you just have an X there and a box if you want a 2-2-1 or, you know, something like that. And it's easy.
Right.
All right. So these are some of the fun ones that you get to do out of a 2-1-2 alignment. Gone. If you've already been doing a 2-2-1, and now you have X3 come and be the trapper. X1 and X3 are the trapper. X3 gives the now call. X4 is now taking that sideline fast, where in the 2-2-1 it was X5 taking it. And so that's just a simple look, as you can see in the second diagram. But, you know, when you're expecting that trap to come from X4 and it's not, you know, that's one simple change up.
I like that.
It just messes with them. I really like this one, flash. And with all of these, I put why I would change to this during a game or why I would do this. So in this one, X4 does flash up. X3, if you're looking at that ball handler doesn't see X3 coming down the sideline. So as he's making that pass, 2 is going to look really, really open. And if you have that good X3 there, that really messes with people when they never know who the trapper or the interceptor is going to be.
Right.
And so that's why I put X3 slide is not a normal rotation as a sideline interceptor. And so if your opponent were going to try to go against this stuff in practice, you would force them to eat up a ton of practice time to be able to handle all this stuff. And so I go back to all of this is just geared on breaking the other team's practice habits. And, you know, it's not really that difficult to learn if these are the stunts you choose. You know, Morgan Wooten, just the basic, instead of X4 guarding the inbounder, he's just playing center field and the other two guys are in denial and he's really just looking for anything over the top. Why would I use that? I just use that when we're behind or when I really just want to speed up the game, even if we're not behind. If I feel like it's not at the pace that I want to play and people are really trying to slow us down, then I might put this in for a couple possessions. And these are some other good ones. When I talk about remote control and getting people to inbound it and then do what I want to do, these are the things that I do that look like one thing when they start. It always looks like a 1-2-1-1, and then it gets into my 2-2-1 or 2-1-2. And it's super easy. You know, you could teach these in one day at practice. And I have all the whys here. Let's look at the read first. Read is just looks like a basic 1-2-1-1 press. And once the ball goes in, you know, I usually do this at the beginning of the game if I'm not that familiar with my opponent or they haven't faced much pressing when I played them. And so I don't have a whole lot of film on what they're going to try to do against the press. I'll just throw that out there and see what they like to do, who their ball handlers are and all that. And once the ball's in, I may stay in straight man-to-man, or I might go to a normal 1-2-1-1 zone press and just show a trap or two. And none of that is my intention. It's really just to figure out some things about their team and make them think that that's what I'm going into. So that sets up stay. Stay. X4 doesn't – the inbound defender doesn't allow the ball to be passed back to 4. Why would I use that? Either 4 is really good or 1 is really bad. And if I don't want the ball to go back to 4, I'll make 1 – you know, I'll make 1 be the one that brings it up. And if, you know, 4 is really good, same thing. I don't want him to constantly beat us. So none of these are things that you can stay with for an entire game, but it goes back to never let them beat you the same way twice. And if passing back to 4 has toasted you, you know, take that away and make 1 who's uncomfortable bringing it up, according to what his coach has been telling him in practice, make him bring it up against pressure. I write here, I often use it in the second half or after a dead ball situation where, because sometimes I want to put the right people in place. And so, or I don't want to coach at halftime to be able to show them some answers against it. So I tend to use it in the second half, where they'll have to burn a timeout if they want to do something against it. Squeeze, we want to make 4 look open. And when 4 looks open, X3 is coming from the blind side to steal that inbound pass. Like you and I were talking about, you know, we take away the three most logical passes right there. And so now you've got
– and a high school kids really want to pass it back and reverse right, it. They really do.
And so, you know, everything, again, these are all really simple things, and it's not even a 1-2-1-1 trap. It's showing that, but it's not really what it is. You're really just stunting by showing that 1-2-1-1 first, and that all that read is doing is setting up these different things to be able to mess with them a little bit. And I love having more timeouts than the other coach at the end of the game. I love seeing him yelling at his players and that kind of stuff. These two right here, these last two stunts that are more out of a 2-2-1 set, or they go back into a 2-2-1. Again, they look like they're out of a 1-2-1-1. But bump. The inbound defender just simply comes back. He looks like he's in a 1-2-1-1. It gets into 1 right there. You're right into a 2-2-1 press. And then slide, same thing, except your 2 slides back. Your inbound defender comes up and gets the ball. And really, that just messes with people. They wonder what you're doing. They tend to try to reverse it. And if I see that they're going to keep reversing it, then I go back to that squeeze play. And we look to take that away. And so really it's just dance steps. It's nothing that's too intricate. I've just, you know, I give credit in all these slides and at the end of this presentation to, you know, none of this stuff is really original with me. The only thing I think I've
this is what I was going to ask you too, this, the drill stuff. How much time do you spend on specific press in practice? And then how much do you drill it like this?
This
and can stuff, you explain, go through those drills real quick, okay. Just briefly explain those.
Cut off the sideline drill. You know, cutting off the sideline, this leads into our best trapping drill. So this is one defender against two offenders. As soon as he gets it in, he's got to cut that guy off. The ball goes back to the inbounder, and that inbounder has to try to get up. We've got cones placed along there, and okay. That inbounder has to try to get up to that cone, and that defender has to leave where he just was at, which simulates going out of a trap.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.